Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. Take you for a ride, the most of China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince. We've used that open too many times. It's always like, Ben and Vince show is the show that you're listening to. It's the show XYZ. Turtles have deceptively long necks. Have you noticed that?
I'm going to respond to your comments like one at a time, okay? So, no, turtles have necks that are just as long as they look. And also, we have to introduce the show somehow.
They tuck their necks in all the time, but, like, they rarely let you see it when it's, like, fully extended, and then they extend it all the way, and it's like, oh my god, that neck is so long, look how long it is.
Well, they gotta reach the stuff that they want to eat.
You're right, they do.
Sometimes, which are rocks, which are sometimes rocks.
Yeah. Right, go on.
People is sometimes kind.
People is sometimes rocks.
Yeah.
What's your point?
No point. I had a package of M&Ms yesterday.
Hold on, a package of M&Ms?
Well,
did it like get shipped to you or like?
No. Well, what is it called, Ben? Like a bag?
Yeah.
Okay, I had a bag of M&Ms.
Were they original?
Yeah.
Or plain, but no longer plain. Milk chocolate.
Why are they no longer plain?
Because plain is boring.
Oh, so what are they called? Milk chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, milk chocolate. Anyway.
You know they have almond M&Ms?
Yeah, they're like tan.
Yeah. No, the M&Ms are not tan.
Well, you know what I mean.
The bag is tan.
Yeah, I've never eaten one, so I've never like looked inside a bag, so for all I know, they actually are tan.
The bag is tan, the cup is tan,
it
should be called tan.
Yeah, that probably made more sense. Anyway, there's also
go on.
There's the peanut M&Ms, which are yellow, but then there's also the peanut butter M&Ms, which are like orange red.
That's gross. What the hell happened to crispy M&Ms?
I don't really remember crispy M&Ms.
You remember crispy M&Ms? The package was like light blue.
Oh, that sounds sort of familiar. Were they just
They were crispy. Those were the best M&Ms ever.
I gotta say, I don't really remember those.
Dude, crispy M&Ms were the shit. What happened to them?
Is Vanilla Coke still out?
Yeah.
It's good.
You can get it at 7-Eleven. It's real good.
Yeah.
I only like drinking it during the summer, though.
Okay. I mean, it's the best Coke.
It's the best Coke. It's like the second best soft drink, I think.
What's the best?
NW root beer?
Oh, yeah. Could be, yeah.
I mean, that's what I think. Okay. In 1998, crispy M&Ms were released. They were slightly larger than the milk chocolate variety and feature a crispy rice center. They were discontinued in 2005.
This is pretty good, I guess.
No, it's not good that they were discontinued.
No. Okay. No, it's not, but you know, it's it sounds pretty good tasting. You know there's purple M&Ms.
I can't see colors.
Dude, okay, apparently I am also colorblind.
What the hell are you talking about?
You know, bolstering the argument of people who say we are the same person. You know how they have those tests that are like, you know, it's like a bunch of dots and you're supposed to see like a number in it?
Yeah.
I can't see the number.
Like for which test?
Like some of them, but not all of them.
Right. Well, like, okay, can you see the color purple?
I don't know. No, I'm always bad at purple. I always confuse purple and blue.
Right, okay.
But no, but
What
I,
about?
also the red and green one, I don't think I can see the color, the number.
Okay, but like, you can tell what's red and what's green,
I mean, like
right?
traffic lights, yeah, they look different to me.
Yeah, okay, well, like, what about? Does the green traffic light look white to you?
I don't know. Depends on the light, I think.
Right. But like the old ones.
I mean, it looks like light green, maybe.
Oh, okay. What about like green, like neon green?
Looks pretty green. But like
Okay.
sometimes I have trouble with green and brown too.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
I mean, like, it's a weird thing to find out about yourself.
No, you're weird.
Okay.
You're a towel.
That sounds familiar. The point is, yeah, there's purple bag M&Ms and they're like dark chocolate or something.
Oh, purple bag.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're like dark chocolate. Okay, I mean that's pretty. I think I saw those the other day. But like, you know, my point is, like, I can't even tell that the bag is purple.
Okay. I can tell that it's purple though.
So maybe we're not the same person.
Could be. I don't know. I mean, I'm still in doubt. But who knows? Yeah. Right. M&Ms. You know what is good is those dark chocolate Milky Ways.
I can't. No, you know what's good? Candy corn. Dude,
It's all right.
it's good.
It's all right.
It's good.
Have a question. Was Home Alone a good movie?
Never saw it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ha! Your
Huh?
face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess you didn't see that answer coming.
I wasn't like expecting a certain answer. I mean, I was asking you because I didn't know the answer.
Like, yes or no, you were probably expecting.
I sure, I guess, yeah.
Like, out of all the answers that you were expecting, that wasn't one of them.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, like, okay, so, like, you know what else is pretty good? Lego fruit snacks?
Lego fruit snacks?
Yeah.
Is that related to Lego Star Wars?
It's related. And the fact that they're both Lego.
Oh, okay. Can you eat? I mean, can you eat Lego Star Wars?
No.
Can you play?
I mean, you can.
Can you play Lego Fruit Snacks on your computer?
You play Lego Star Wars on your computer?
Yeah, it's a computer game.
What? What do you do? Build Lego sets?
No, you're a Lego character and you go and, you know, fight Star Wars people. There's
Wait,
also
so like,
Lego.
hold on. My question is, wouldn't a Star Wars person be able to beat you really easily if you're a Lego
No,
character?
he's also a Lego
Because,
character.
oh, what? Then
Yeah.
how can you move?
Yeah, you're like a live Lego character.
Wait, is this anything like Lego Island?
Sort of, except for it takes place in
Like
the.
you're that skateboarding pizza
No,
dude?
but I mean you're not you don't deliver pizzas in Lego Star Wars.
Why not?
Unless you count pain pizzas.
Pain pizzas? You deliver pain pizzas?
Ain't no water between here and Canada unless you count the water you're gonna break when you're giving birth to my pain child.
What? Where's that from?
Akewood.
Isn't it pronounced Achewood?
Achewood. Achewo-ode. Anyway,
Question, date of birth, answer.
I'm not telling.
I
I bet that wasn't one of the answers you were expecting. I
was
bet you were expecting yes or no.
maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, as Mr. Wallstein would say, and put in your sex and don't say yes.
Ha
Literally every single time
ha ha! Every single
we
time.
took those tests.
Everybody's got jokes.
Yeah, he's got like four of them.
They're all 45 minutes long.
I thought you were gonna say 45 years old.
That too. Dude, he's like pretty old,
How old is he? He's like what, like 60 something?
huh? Isn't he like 80?
No, I don't think he's 80.
He doesn't seem 80.
I'm pretty sure he's 60 something.
Okay.
Like maybe late
But
60s.
hasn't he been teaching for like 60 years? Hold on, let's go to break.
All right. We'll see you next after the break, Mr. Walstein.
Christmas present for your great aunt. She likes cats. Get her an HD radio with more free stations and crystal clear sound. She's got 14 litter boxes. She doesn't have an HD radio. She's got cat tea cozies, cat placemats, cat pajamas. You know why? Because she likes cats. Get her something she doesn't have. Get her an HD radio.
Give somebody special an HD radio from Radio Shack or Target. Text GIFT to 58011 for HD Radio Holiday Specials. Happy Holidays from HD Radio.
A tu tía le gustan los gatos. Regálale un HD Radio. Ya tiene 14 cajas para ellos, pero ella no tiene un HD Radio. Tiene comodidades para gatos, tapetes para gatos, batas para gatos. ¿Y sabes por qué? Porque le gustan los gatos. Regálale algo que no tiene. Regálale un HD Radio.
Regala un HD Radio de Radio Shack o Target. Envía la palabra GIF al 58011 para ahorros especiales de HD Radio. HD Radio te desea felices fiestas.
The question is this: what have I been doing? Nothing. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. That sounds pretty good. You're thinking I might like to do nothing myself. Well, let me tell you, doing nothing is not as easy as it looks. You have to be careful. Because the idea of doing anything could easily lead to doing something that would cut into your nothing, and that would force me to have to drop everything.
Appreciate everybody for getting this mixtape downloading and have you got it this time. Sorry, it's over.
Ladies and gentlemen from the nation's capital, Wale.
Hey. Hey. Salutations, people. I love you all. You see, I got you. I apologize, but I've been busy. Busy in the midst of getting busy. Busy, I'm a mystery, I'm missing. Busy kicking feet up. Busy cause my work is their leisure. That's why I never speak up. See, they only backseat rappers. Rap when it's convenient, like Kmart packagers. On December 24th, I'm from the old school when course was not important.
Alright, welcome back to Snacks on Snacks, the Ben Vince Comedy Special.
I'm Snacks.
I'm Chips.
Okay, so I like snacks. Don't you? And, what's the deal with them, though? Because sometimes you have a snack and it tastes completely different than from what you think it's going to taste.
Like if you've never tasted it before?
Yeah, or like just by, you know, listening to the name, like, you know, walking through the grocery aisle, like, oh, it comes in mesquite now. What is mesquite? Is it made from mosquitoes?
That's a good question, though. What is mesquite?
Yeah, I don't know.
Seriously, what is mesquite?
I don't know.
It's like some, a barbecue thing, right?
Some sort of barbecue flavor type thing. I don't know. Barbecue sauce?
Have you seen these, like, flip chips or whatever they're called?
No.
Club crackers?
No.
So it's like, I think it's a club cracker. It's like a club cracker on one side, and then you flip it over, and it's a pretzel.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't even sound like a real thing. That sounds
it's
like
real.
Something that's CGI.
I saw it on TV, and I saw it in the store.
Did you see the one that was on TV in the store?
I don't know.
Is this the mattress showroom from the commercial?
Yeah, man.
Flip chips.
No, they're not called flip chips. They're called, like,
club crackers.
Snackers, or I don't know.
Snackers.
I don't know. What are those things called? When Bugles. They're pretzels. Pretzels.
Pretzel sticks.
I don't know how you would make that. You're right.
I mean, so
pretzel crisps? No. Flip sides. Keebler Townhouse flip sides pretzel crackers, cheddar flavor.
Keebler makes it?
Rating 4.8 out of 5. Those Keebler elves have done it again. A few nights ago, I was flipping through the stations on the television. I saw a commercial about a new product from Keebler. The crackers that they were talking about in the commercial look crispy and yummy, and since I like pretzels and the bar crackers that Keebler makes, I would decide the next trip I made to the store, I would grab a box to try. And blah, blah, blah. Who will they think of next? I'm truly intrigued.
Is this like snackreviews.com?
It's associatedcontent.com.
Associated Content?
Associated Content is an open content network. Anyone can submit content on any subject in any format.
Wow.
Number one, step one, create content. Step two, get found, get around. Step three, earn money.
What? That doesn't sound like a good business model.
Step one, steal underpants. Step two, question mark. Step three, profit.
Yes.
But I think they're taking the concept of user-generated content a little too literally.
That is kind of ridiculous.
AssociatedContent.com.
That content.
I mean, technically, isn't all content generated by some sort of user?
Yeah, but not by the user who puts it on AssociatedContent.com.
Out of your league, man. I'm telling you, yo, you try to keep up with us, man.
Were you voiced by Boomhauer for that sentence?
What? Who's that?
Who's that? Yeah.
That's who I'm going to be for Halloween.
Boomhauer?
Next year.
Next year?
Last year.
Last year. This year?
Always going for the ass, man.
Are you talking about Robin?
Yeah, Robin. That's what they should be called. Batman and Robin.
What? All-Star Batman and Robin, the Boy Wonder?
You mean All-Star Batman and Robin, the Boy Wonder?
Yeah, that's what I mean when I said that.
I thought you said All-Star Batman, the Robin, the Boy Wonder.
Yeah, he's all stars. He's also, I mean, shouldn't
he's
they really
the
just
Batman.
Change the title of that series to, you know, the goddamn Batman and Robin the Gay Wonder or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I would buy it. No, I wouldn't.
Dude, that Batman movie was pretty good.
Yeah, it was very good. It was one of my favorite movies, I think.
Of all time.
Yeah, I think so.
Is that your number one most favoritest movie of all time?
I don't know if it's number one.
What's number
I don't
one?
think I don't know. I don't know if I can pick a number one.
What's number one?
What's your number one?
No, I'm asking questions here.
I don't know. I don't think I can pick.
If you think I'm believing that one, then you're obviously done.
what?
Huh?
Yeah. I really liked Clerks 2.
I mean, that
I
was
think that's
pretty
one of my
good.
favorites.
That's pretty good.
I mean,
I'll tell you what my favorite is.
your favorites?
It's Vanishing Point, 1971.
All right.
Might
Okay.
be the best movie I've ever seen, maybe.
What about Highlander?
Like, I'm not the Academy, all right? I don't give out those awards.
Yeah. You're not authorized for that. What was I gonna say? Yeah, I identify a favorite movie by if I want to watch it as soon as I'm done watching it.
I like Sin City.
Yeah, I know you do. We all know, Vince. The other day, I heard someone unironically say, "Yeah, I mean, not about Sin City, just about something." But they were like, "Yeah, I've seen that movie. It's not one of my faves."
Faves.
Yeah.
It's not in there. Fave 5.
Yeah. Is that still around?
Don't know.
What network was that?
Charles
It's
Barkley.
like. Oh, right. Yeah. Is this
Greg
your
Lake.
dad?
Yeah. Oh, what? I saw
Yeah.
like some sketch or something, or like some commercial or something that was like take a parody of that commercial.
Wow,
Oh,
that's getting real
it was like a
specific.
YouTube video. No, wait, what
Okay.
was it? I don't remember.
I
Whatever.
mean, when you're doing a
That
commercial that's a
Fave
parody of
5 thing
another
is like
movie.
the worst deal ever. Right?
Yeah,
Like,
it's pretty stupid,
why
yeah.
would you have 10 people that you can call unlimited when you could have, what, millions of people that you could call unlimited?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the biggest
Or
network. Or
8,562,950 people that you could call unlimited.
don't you mean 8,564,115?
Nope, I do not.
Oh, you must be talking about something else than what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah. So I mean, like, so I don't have Verizon, so
Skype is
I
a
don't
calling
know.
program. You don't have what?
I don't have Verizon, so I don't know if it's true, but I mean, do all those people really follow you around everywhere you go?
I don't know. I think it's
Seems
like they take turns on like a different
they
person
take
each
turns.
day. Or like if you have Verizon, you can like dial a number on your phone and they'll just show up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, man. I don't know how it works. I have the other one.
Yeah, the other one.
Dude, my
Wait,
dad
Equal
got an
Time.
iPhone.
AT&T. AT&T. That's the one I have.
My dad got an iPhone.
Your dad got an iPhone, the new one.
Yeah.
Is it awesome?
Haven't seen it.
Well, does he think it's awesome?
Haven't talked to him.
How do you know he has it then?
My mom told me.
Does she think it's awesome?
I don't know. Right, well, anyway, it's been real having this show.
Yeah, it hasn't been fictional. This actually happened.